In a servantless house, both husband and wife should work together when giving a dinner party. Together, but with hushed efficiency.
How about a little loving kindness, too?
Why not? Nothing gives a party a better atmosphere. Good bread helps, too.
Oh, I agree. Often a dinner is ruined by poor coffee and dull bread. There are so many interesting breads in the market. Rolls, either crisp or soft, seeded or plain, long ones and short ones, and of course those loaves of French or Italian bread that get even crisper when heated. And if you're lucky, those unsurpassed genuine French rolls, the kind you get in France. Vive la France!
Fuck off. Hello, I'm Madge Weinstein, Yeast Radio. I'm doing a rare two programs almost in a row. It used to be that I would do more programs than this. However, it's summertime, and frankly, my dear, I don't want to sound cliche, but get fucked. I have a guest today. Let me explain before I bring in my guest, my special guest whore. Wonder Wisdom's a cunt. Shut up. Don't give the guest away, please, guest. Wonder Wisdom's a cunt, and as you may or may not know, every Wednesday, Wan Turd, Vera, and myself record Eat This Hot Show at 1 p.m. Central Time. We have had several occasions to postpone and or cancel the show for various reasons, mostly due to scheduling conflicts, because Vera actually has a real job, and I travel from time to time in order to get my vagina eaten. Now, 4 minutes before 1 o'clock, Uncle Wanda sends an email saying that she's feeling under the weather. Yeah, right. Which left me and Vera holding the bag. So obviously my guest is Auntie Vera. Vera, what does holding the bag mean, and what does it refer to anyway?
It comes from the old checking for a hernia that the doctor does when he makes you turn your head and cough.
Really? Is that what that means? So how does that expression make sense then? She left me holding the bag.
I was just totally making that up.
Oh, okay, because it don't make no sense.
No, it doesn't make any at all. So how are you this fine day when we're supposed to be doing Eat This Hot Show, but somebody's under the weather?
The thing is, Vera, you're going to be mad at me because I know that the sound quality of Auntie Vera is not up to par compared to usual because she's using her USB mic. And Vera, being an audio professional, will be upset about this, but I cannot handle the idea of having to wait and do all the coding and the screaming. And I was upset. What was the question?
Where does the term holding the bag come from?
No, after that.
I know it was after that.
There was something after that about Wanda. Grotums?
No, I asked you just how you were feeling today.
That's right. Well, yes. That's the thing, because the holding the bag. So it's this gorgeous day. I took Trotsky out running. We went running for 4 miles, believe it or not, which was very nice. You know, he's finally rehabilitated. It's the first time he was able to do that. And I've finally gotten to the place where it's not complete torture for me to do it. It was actually bordering on pleasant. Though I couldn't go into that dirty, dirty restroom, but I did have to go to the water fountain around the corner from it because I can't let Trotsky see what goes on in that horrible room.
God forbid.
But I'm so pissed because today's a gorgeous day and the pool at the gym just opened up. I could be outside doing something, you know, God forbid, because Wednesday is the day I don't really have any commitments other than, I don't have any commitments outside the house, so I can do whatever I want on Wednesday. A lot of people think I can do whatever I want every day. But Wednesday is sort of reserved for kind of just not having to do anything. So, except for Eat This Odd Show. So it fucked me up.
Well, and I have this question for you.
What's that question?
Why are we doing this now? Why aren't you out playing?
Because my vagina hurts. Because I've already, you know, you get your mind set on something, and then it's like,
especially, I actually got the email 15 minutes before showtime.
No, but so. It came, the email is dated, is time is 12:56. How could you have gotten it before me?
I don't know.
12:56 p.m. That stands for post-meridian.
Well,
not as many people would think post-menopausal.
Maybe she was waiting for my response before she sent it to you. Like if I said no way, then she wouldn't be sending it off to you. Maybe it was calculated.
Wanda calculating? Never.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Never. So how's your diarrhea?
I don't have gonorrhea. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea? I said diarrhea. See, I hate this fucking Skype. I hate Skype.
I knew you said diarrhea. I was just kidding.
Well, how is your diet?
Well, it's great. It's gone. It was so weird, though. I'm sure it was food poisoning. You know, a week ago when we did the Eat This Hot show, it had a one-day reprieve, and then it came back rip-roaring rias on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, through the 4th. When was the 4th of July?
The 4th of July was a Friday.
Oh, was it a Friday? Oh.
Yes, it was.
Well, I had it past that.
It's
I had
a sad Friday. Did you listen to my show?
No.
What the fuck good are you? You don't listen to my show. Oh, I listen to your goddamn show, even when you were doing it every fucking day.
Well, look, I listen to your show sometimes. I just didn't listen to that show. Okay, I can't listen to every show. I just can't.
Why?
I don't listen to any of my shows regularly anymore.
Well, I should be the exception to the rule. I think you should listen to every single one of my programs.
Duly noted.
Okay. So now, go ahead. Your diarrhea was back and in and out and over and out, and all the comments on this particular Madge Weinstein episode are going to be, "Where's Cheryl? Bring Cheryl. Vera sucks. We want Cheryl."
You know they're going to be so hateful.
I know.
You know they're just going to be so hateful.
I know.
Don't read them. You know, and isn't it funny though that we do a show that's not hateful, and then nobody comments except for like one person, and I don't remember what the comment. You know, that's such bullshit. People just love controversy and arguing, and they love to be able to have somebody they hate, and it's just humanity is just horrible, as we both know.
Yes.
What were we just talking about?
Diarrhea.
Oh, the diarrhea. So I helped my friend Ludwig, aka Helena Handbasket, to paint her new hair salon on Friday, and because I'd been promising her, you know, forever that I'll do this, because, you know, not for any particular reason except that she does my hair for free, though it's not required that I have to help her. But I thought, my God, I'll do this. But I just kept squirting and squirting and squirting every 5 seconds in the toilet.
Were you taking anything for it?
I took some of the Imodium. Well, yeah, I took the Imodium, and maybe that helped. And then I was so happy that the next day I didn't shit at all. Then the following day I took a giant letter J-shaped shit. Now, the day after that, which was yesterday morning. Now, of course, like after that, once I felt okay, because I really wasn't eating during the diarrhea, which is what made me want to all of a sudden start hating on Seattle Sutton, and I just decided it's disgusting. Because you know how it is when you're sick? If there's something you eat when you're sick,
yes,
you just can't ever have that food again, at least for a while.
So and as opposed to you, I listened to your show, and I learned that you
hate Crucify it. Crucify me.
The Seattle Sutton chicken, how much you hate it.
Well, it's dreadful.
What's wrong with it?
It's fucking disgusting. It just tastes horrible. I just didn't think it's possible to fuck up artificial chicken that badly. Let me read you an article I found in the reader, in my Google Reader, along those lines. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say you've expressed very strongly and clearly that you hate it, but I'm wondering
I am not. I mean, this isn't the first time I've felt this way ever since the first time I tried it, but I've been grinning and bearing it. It's just they call it, like, they give it these fancy names, like the bread is always Aunt Tilly's delicious bread, because God knows you wouldn't find it delicious unless it said so. Uh-huh. And then they give you every fucking thing with cream cheese. I would never. Would you ever eat cream cheese with a, like, with a muffin?
Well, it wouldn't be my first choice, no.
Right, or with let's say banana bread, and would you eat cream cheese with that?
Well, yeah, people do put cream cheese on sweet breads.
Who
that
does?
I've heard before.
Who does that?
I think goyim.
Most
of the goyim.
Well, that's just stupid.
Well, most of the goyim is stupid.
Well, anyway, fine. The thing is that Seattle Shutton doesn't give you any choice. It's just one size fits all. And for the amount of money the bitch charges, she should be giving you more choice. But anyway, so it's just a normal chicken breast, like what, you know, a frozen chicken breast, like what you would see. It's not frozen, but it looks like the chicken breasts you see that come in boxes, you know?
Right.
Except it always says, it's never fried because this food is supposed to be healthy. It says oven fried chicken breast with Rosetta, blah, 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 you know, the fixins, as the Meltons would say, the Melton fixins.
Yes.
So it says oven fried, and there's nothing oven fried about it. It's got like two lumps of breadcrumb. And then what are you supposed to do? They expect you to microwave it and eat it, which would be fucking disgusting. So what I do is I at least put it in my cast iron skillet, because we all know that a cast iron pan is the way to cook a charbroiled steak.
Wow.
And so don't get excited about the pan. I use everything for that pan.
Anyway, no, but I mean, I can't believe you do anything other than sticking something in a microwave.
Well, and that's ridiculous, because you shouldn't have to. It's supposed to be fucking, you know, ready to go, but it tastes so fucking bad. So I fry it in olive oil, and I put some turmeric on it, and it's still fucking disgusting. It just tastes bad. I don't know how to... tell me a meat you really just don't like. Tell me a meat that you just...
All right. I'm thinking here if there's a meat that I really...
It tasted really gamey, I guess is the way I would describe it. I don't know if you like gamey meat.
No, I don't particularly. But how the hell do you make chicken taste gamey unless it's a pheasant?
Well, I think what it is it's not real chicken, which brings me to this article that I want to read. It's from The Consumerist. It's from The Consumerist. This is so fucking disgusting. Excuse me?
Is it about gold?
No, The Consumerist doesn't do gold. That's Max.
Okay. All right,
that's Karma ahead. Bank.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Now, this is the article title is Whole Chicken Breast Actually Chicken Part Composite. Why not try a smart serve chicken brought to you by Cisco? That's that giant food service company, Sysco, not the Cisco Systems that makes routers, though it might as well be, as you'll soon see. Our glazed... this is so stupid, but it's true, which makes it even more sick. Our fully cooked classic brand Smart Serve glazed chicken breast fillets have the appearance, taste, and texture of a whole chicken breast at a much lower cost. Plus, they offer better portion control, consistent quality, and easy preparation. Boneless, skinless, 100% chicken breast. No, listen. I feel like I'm doing a voiceover, but shut up. 100% chicken breast pieces shaped into natural breast fillets. Glazed flavoring. No, here. Wait, it gets better. I can't even read this. Unique. Oh, help. Unique 3D technology gives you the look and texture of a solid muscle chicken breast at a fraction of the cost. And then the Consumerist writes, particle chicken. According to our tipster, Phil, it's a popular item among restaurants. So I'm guessing that Seattle Chutton is probably getting her chicken from these motherfuckers. With the 3D glaze. What the fuck? It's goddamn 3D. What, they go to Lucasfilms and they do 3D rendering of it? I don't get it. Is it designed by 12-year-olds? You know, at MIT? What the fuck? 3D technology for a goddamn chicken breast? I'm going to just die. I want to make shit like that. See, this is the stuff that is worse than anything in the world. This is worse than Pfizer. To me, because okay. This is just fucking nuts. Comment.
comment. Yes, I agree with you 100%. But I think that as far as Seattle Sutton would go, do they
Seattle
give
Sutton.
You, Seattle Sutton, as far as Seattle Sutton goes, did she give you a list of ingredients for all the food you're eating?
Yes.
Because you should look to see if it's chicken parts, like mechanically separated chicken. That's the one that always scares me. If you ever read something that says mechanically,
you know
separated
what? Hold on, and there's another chicken one that I've been dreading opening. Hold on a second. Say something to the audio machine thing while I go get this lunch and to read to you.
All right.
Talk now.
Well, take this opportunity while Madge is going into the kitchen to get something to read to us about the chicken dishes served by Seattle Sutton, a company apparently only in the Midwest, as out here in Los Angeles, Seattle Sutton is all but unheard of, even though Seattle is indeed on
what
the
in
West
Christ
Coast.
Is this? You changed into some fucking that guy with the funny hair on The Simpsons. When you do that voice, it sounds like that guy from The Simpsons, the psycho guy. You know, the one with that Sideshow Bob.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you ready for the natural, healthy eating?
Yeah, read what ingredients. Seattle
Sutton puts. Chicken breast with rib meat. Well, this is the title of the meal first. Chicken breast with rib meat, with chicken and vegetables. Oh, my God, this is going to make me vomit reading this. I swear to God, I'm so sick of this fucking shit. Chicken breast. Boneless, skinless. Sounds familiar so far, doesn't it? Boneless.
It's 3D.
No, I don't think they would put that on there. Dimensions aren't required. Boneless, skinless, whole chicken breast with rib.
Okay.
I'm not done.
But I'm saying that all I want you to please finish, but what I was saying is that I wanted to verify that indeed you got a whole, that is a whole chicken breast in there. It isn't one that's built together.
There's a way they can get around that with a lawyer. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Let me read it. You know, consumers have no rights. There's nobody enforcing this shit. The FDA, just all they do is rape tomatoes with their penises, and it gives us all botulism. Boneless, skinless, whole chicken breast with rib meat, containing up to 15% of a solution of water and sea salt. Non-fat yogurt, culturized, pasteurized, grade A, non-fat modified cornstarch, whey protein, concentrate, pectin, breadcrumbs, Worcestershire sauce, garlic, paprika, and parsley. Well, then how the fuck does it still have no flavor with all that shit?
Well, also, believe
it
or
not. Oh, I'm going to
vomit. What?
It's just making me nauseous to look at this. What?
But believe it or not, those are all relatively healthy ingredients that you just read off.
Well,
they're
not
going to
taste like shit.
Penis in there.
Penis.
Penis.
Oh.
A penis.
What's a monoglyceride and a diglyceride? I didn't even read the dressing, though. Okay, let me read it because it looks weird.
Okay.
Sorry. Water-enriched wheat flour, stone-ground spring whole wheat flour, sugar, yeast, soybean oil, salt, wheat, gluten, calcium, propionate, ethyl X-lite, monodiglycerides, polysorbate 60, soy lecithin, sodium propionate, phosphoric acid, soy flour, sodium sterol lactate, guar gum, diacetyl iatric acid, esters of monodiglyceride, that was all one thing, ascorbic acid, acidocarbonate, enzyme, corn. Do you see these things at the grocery store?
No, I don't, darling. That's frightening.
Disodium incinate, disodium guanylate, dextrose, natural extractives of turmeric and annatto, celery, onion, fat. I want to take this up to that old grandma, the distributor of Seattle Sutton. I want to just rub her face in it.
Now, is Seattle Sutton a weight loss program? Is that what it is?
I don't know. They call it healthy eating. There's two versions of what you can get. I get the version that is what's supposed to be a normal amount of calories, 2,000 calories a day portions, which I think is what a normal diet is supposed to be. Now, the other program that most people have is 1,200 calories a day, which is definitely a dieter's program. Now, I eat way more than that. I mean, I eat at least 500 calories more than this a day, except when I have the diarrhea. But anyway, this is the last week of it because it's just, it's making me so, it's gotten to the point where, like, it's diarrhea to me.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, that's the other thing. Probably been doing it like maybe a month, including before, because I did it like 2 weeks before I went to Ecuador. And then I did it, then I was away for a while, and I've done it about 6 weeks since I've been back. Now, the thing is, or maybe not, but they have a six-week cycle. So there's 6 weeks of
Hialashatin.
Yes. 6 weeks of, and every day is different. But then you start repeating, and they never change it. So like today, I had the lunch came with tomato juice. Two lunches this week come with tomato juice. Out the garbage. Hate it. Beets. Beets they had. I hate beets. Threw them out. Two chicken breasts. I can't eat them. They choke a horse. Even Trotsky Satska's at it. And, you know, it's like, what's left? Help. Anyway, I don't know what I'm... What do you want? You're the guest.
I don't know what I was going to say. I know I'm the guest.
I feel like I'm... I'm just been sucked into a vortex of shale shutting, and I can't stop thinking and talking about it, but I want to. Help! Now,
How did you eat, my darling, before Seattle Sutton? What was your normal, did you eat crap or what was your normal
eating habits? My normal eating habits, it was sucked. I mean, this is better for me. It is better for me when I can eat.
What you should do is you should look into Nutrisystem or something like that, where you can get foods at a decent price, prepared foods sent into your house so that you don't have to prepare them yourself. Also, the Zone's pricey though, but the Zone has the same food delivery system where you don't even have to pick it up, they deliver it.
Well, they don't have to pick up Seattle something, but the delivery costs are so high because of the gas prices. But let me check out the Zone. I never heard of that.
Yeah, the Zone is delivers, but I think it's pricey.
Well, this is pricey.
Oh, well, then maybe, because the Zone doesn't put anything artificial in their stuff.
Dr. C, oh my God, look at this fat thing on the website. Go to zonediet.com. Andy Melton's on the front.
All right, let me go there. Just
the Manuel Uribe story. Oh, I want to look like him. This is a great way to get people to sign up.
What is it, zone.com?
Zonediet.com. Is that what it is? Is this the right thing, Dr. Sears Zone?
Yes. Let me do it.
It alternates fatties, so you may not see him right away.
All right.
You may see nice pictures of things before you see Andy.
ZoneDiet.com for Andy. Okay, ZoneDiet.com. Come on,
there's
you fucking
a zone
piece
cruise.
Of crap.
That's lucky. There's a zone
okay. Oh,
cruise.
My goodness.
Yeah.
The
and he's not wearing
Herpes
a shirt.
Store.
He ain't wearing no shirt.
No, he's not.
So where's the diet? I don't see it. Oh, the Zone Diet.
Look up products. See on the top, there's menu products. Tabs, products.
Okay, products.
Because they also have Zone stuff in the stores. Oh, Jesus. Where is the fucking delivery?
This is too confusing. I don't see it. I need to click something.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm looking for the goddamn...
Are you sure this is the right diet? But see, I don't want a diet. I just want to eat... I just want to eat balanced meals. And the thing about Seattle, let me explain this because I wasn't finished explaining how I felt about the food and what you asked me what I ate before. Well, before, we have a commissary downstairs, which is basically a grocery store, and they have a lot of things, but everything's overpriced. Though, in comparison to Seattle, that's not really relevant because it's not any more expensive than that. So what I would typically do is go downstairs every day and buy, food for the day. Which really isn't that bad, actually, except that the guy in the story is so annoying. And he's always telling me, we have fresh zucchini today. And I'm like, I don't want zucchini. Why don't you shove it up your asshole?
Yeah, you're good with people.
I am.
You're
good.
Naturally good with people.
I am a lover of people, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I normally do. But
the Grinch has brought me my tea. Yes, I am flirting with the ugly lesbian.
That's redundant.
Thank you. Thank you, Grinch. Go ahead.
Anyway, so the thing is, the problem with these Seattle Shuttons is, in like the breakfasts are good generally, lunches are not as bad as dinner, and dinners are the absolute fucking worst. So I ended up with like four dinners at the end of the week, and I eat all the breakfast is because I like breakfast. I like breakfast is a much the traditional American breakfast is a much better tasting meal than the traditional American dinner, which is basically fucking disgusting shit. Sutton cooks like my goddamn mother did when I was a kid. Fucking nasty shit.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Right. Jewish mothers can't cook worth shit.
No. Well, Jewish food is horrible, generally. Unless you're at a bris or a fucking death. When you die, they give you good food.
Did you ever see the movie Mr. Saturday Night with Billy Crystal?
Mm-mm.
You have to see the movie only for the opening segment, because the opening segment, the entire credit sequence, is all close-ups of this really, really fat woman cooking Jewish food.
Oh. Okay, I would like that. I'd like that. It reminds me of me.
Okay, now I'm looking all over this goddamn fucking zone site, and I can't see. Maybe they've stopped their food delivery system, because I was on it for a while. I lost all my weight doing Nutrisystem, and I know you're not looking to lose weight. I know that's not your intent. Your intent is to eat healthy and also have it convenient.
Well, yeah, or even if, like, I don't – like, I pick up the Seattle Sutton, which is fine because it forces me onto my bike. But is there, like, maybe –
Well, do you have a grocery store nearby? A regular, honest-to-God, like an American grocery store in biking distance for you?
Yeah, sure. There's the Black Jewel is right nearby, and Whole Foods is nearby, but that's like $8 million.
Whole Foods, forget it. Whole Foods is so goddamn overpriced. We went there for four things. Honest to God, came out of there $85.
You know, it's good.
$85.
Oh, it's insane, but their cashiers are friendly, so it's worth it. And they give you 10 cents off if you bring your own fucking bag. You know what I get there, though? Two things.
Stevia.
No, well, Stevia I get from Sharon for free. No thanks to Wanda. I get dog food, and I get jasmine tea there. That's all.
And you still go out with $85.
Well, the tea is $15.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, but it's the best tea. It's the jasmine pearls. It's the best tea I've ever had. So my vagina sucks.
Listen to me.
Find me something to eat.
You need to get your smelly vagina on your bicycle and go to a regular grocery store that has a frozen food section.
Want it to be frozen. That's the thing. That's what I want it to be.
You stick it in the microwave, you whore.
Yeah. I mean, but all frozen food is just as nasty as this shit, though. If not worse.
Well, you know, I have the thing with me is I'm a gourmet cook, but if you put me on a system like I was on Nutrisystem, I can eat anything.
Okay, but you know what I'm picturing? You know how like I just aren't there like I need to like does the Black Jewel have? Well, you probably don't have Black Jewels there, but do they have?
We don't have Black Jewels.
Prepared meals where I could just go and buy three meals. Like, do they have prepared breakfast? Lunch and dinners that I could just pick up that aren't, you know, that they make there in the store that I don't have to like talk.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like in the deli department or something.
Right. And I don't want to have to talk to a Black person in order to get the food. You know what I mean?
Madge, mm-hmm. You're going to have to talk to people. As much as we hate humanity and both of us equally, I think I hate them a little more, but that's another story.
I don't use artificial checkout at least. I do at least talk to the cashier, but I can't go any further than that. And there are, you ever notice they're always having little powwows with the baggers? I always feel like I'm interrupting something at the goddamn grocery store. You know, they're like the baggers talking to the other bagger, and then the senile, you know, baggers talk, you know, the senile. There's always like some senile bagger that goes around not bagging while the young student bagger bags, and then the cashier talks to the regular real bagger in some urban lingo while humiliating the senile bagger. Do you know what I'm talking about, or is this just in the Chicago?
No, it's pretty much standard.
It is?
Yeah.
The powwow.
Now, we have made friends with our checker at
Vaughn. Oh, that's right. You smile at people. I forgot.
yeah, you want to start that?
I scowl.
hence your joyous relationships out in the open.
Maureen Dowd said you should never date a man who has no friends. Anyway,
Does Maureen know?
Not a whole lot. Honey, did you shrink my pants? That's the name of this article. So there's nothing, there's no alternative to, okay, let's Google Seattle. Seattle Sutton alternatives. Okay. And then we need to talk to you about troubleshooting because I have some complaints for the way your brain works with respect to computers.
Okay.
Julie's Health Club. Let's see. Jimmy Moore's Living La Vida Low Carb. Huh. Seattle. All these Seattle Sutton alternatives are Seattle Sutton. Seattle, Seattle,
Living
Seattle
La
Sutton.
Vida Low Carb.
Okay, well, if anybody's listening, there's a huge business opportunity, although not in this lifetime because the economy crashed and we're all broke. But in a world where that were not the case, and perhaps there's still some rich people who could afford this, but like somebody who could just make breakfast, lunch, and dinner, not for people on diets, just reasonable food for people who can't cook, and deliver it or something, or stick it in, rent yourself a space at the Black Jewel and stick the shit in there. I don't know. Just fucking do it. Make me breakfast, lunch, and dinner fresh, not frozen. Let me, you know, you can charge $5-6 for each meal. And then I'm an idiot. I'll buy it. But don't put no fucking 3D goddamn chicken in there.
I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find that.
I hate chicken now. My father always hated chicken, and now I understand why. When I was a kid, I was like, how can you hate chicken? Chicken is so good. But chicken's been fucking brutalized by industry.
Well, it's, you know, you could go to your Black People's Market or whatever.
It's not a Black People's Market.
Whatever it's called.
It's called the Black Jewel.
Well, okay, same difference. You could go to... There is a bigot!
Sure she is.
Oh, fuck me.
Because I didn't say it. You did. If I said it, then it's just Mange.
That's right.
Bigot. I'm going to picket. Can we virtually picket people? That would be a good website, too. Virtually picketing. Like, if there was a way you could, like, superimpose picketing on any website, wouldn't that be cool?
God, it'd be hideous. No one would ever see me again. I would be forever lost in cyberspace behind picket signs.
Yeah.
Anyway, go to the Black Jewel. I feel like a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And plunder yourself one of those cooked or a couple of those rotisserie chickens.
Oh, I do love those.
Right. Well, listen, this is what you do, you dingleberry. You bring two of them home.
Must you call me these heinous names?
I must. You cut them in half. You put half of it in the... refrigerator.
Yeah.
You put half of it in the freezer, and then you'll have there's you know, dinner, that half of a chicken with some vegetables or throw
okay,
a potato.
Okay, see, now you're cooking. Now you're cooking. Delicious, but now you're cooking.
Well, how much cooking is there to throw a potato in the microwave or to buy the big lip? Listen to me, my
darling. But potato, I don't really that's not really a healthy vegetable. It's just a white thing. Broccoli. I like the broccoli. I like them things, but
get the bags of frozen broccoli that you put into a bowl and stick in the microwave.
But they always end up liquefying in my crisper. They turn into a bag of brown water. Honest to God, they do.
Because you're buying fresh.
Yeah, of course.
No. Buy frozen broccoli. Put it in the freezer, and you're ready to.
Oh, now you're gonna get even more hate mail. Vera buys frozen vegetables. What a fucking cunt!
And listen to
frozen vegetables from industrial farming.
The frozen vegetables are in
what
point
a bitch.
Of fuck Vera. Are in point of fact. Frozen at the height of their nutritional value and freshness, so they're actually better for you.
Okay.
So you get a big, gigantic bag of the frozen broccoli, frozen cauliflower.
Well, I'll tell you what, Trader Joe's is nearby, and they actually have a lot of really good frozen foods.
I know, I love Trader Joe's.
Love the Trader Joe's.
Reasonably priced.
You know, and that's probably the answer right there. I don't know why. You know, they have like those flash frozen rice, brown rice. That's the best brown rice money can buy because it's good.
This is what you got to do, my love, is you've got to figure, get everything that's frozen. Make sure you read the ingredients. And the two things that you must avoid like poison.
What's that?
Are any hydrogenated oils, no hydrogenated oils at all.
Or
and
right.
No high fructose corn syrup.
Okay, now the hydrogenated is easy because that they lay, you know, that's trans fats, right?
Well, no, they trick you with that because they do it. This is what the bastard motherfuckers do. Is they'll okay. put on the front of their packaging zero trans fats per serving.
Yeah.
When you look on the back of the package, you find out that a serving is 1/4 of the package. So it has less than a trace amount of trans fats. But if you eat like a normal person would.
Oh, no kidding.
If you eat the entire package as a normal person would, you are getting hydrogenated oils. That's how they get you, the motherfuckers, because it says per serving. What you have to do is always read the ingredients. And also, you got to look out for high fructose corn syrup. It's a sweetener that is cheap. And it's used by everybody because it's cheap and it's in everything and it's really hard to avoid. You want sugar.
What's bad about
more than,
it? I mean, I know this is bad. Carmen Bank has talked about this forever, but what is
bad
about
it? Europe's banned it.
No, I know. I know. When you get a Coke in Europe, it has sugar.
Exactly. That's what you want.
But what is bad about it?
High fructose corn syrup, what it does is Gooch knows this positively, but it takes all of
why
the
does he know so much about corn syrup?
Oh, he studies, he reads things like you can't believe.
There's what for?
What?
Why you got to do that?
Because he's absolutely dead set on keeping us healthy and keeping the poisons that everybody is.
Well, maybe he should do the podcast.
Will you want him on?
Not now. I wouldn't mind having him on Eat This Hot program, though.
Well, he could talk a lot about. Just a second. Let me, Hank, just don't go away. Craze, can you hear me?
Unfortunately. Or are you talking to him?
No, him. What is
oh, you're
it
using
exactly?
A little intercom.
Because
you're a rich Hollywood.
Yeah, I know. You're a
baroness.
Rick, fuck it. She isn't in contact with regular people.
You're a baroness because you have a Winnebago.
That's right. What is it exactly that high fructose corn syrup does to the body?
Mm-hmm. The principal bad thing it does is it increases inflammatory reaction, and that's throughout your entire cardiovascular system, heart, vessels, everything. Bad news.
Say that again. Say that out loud, please.
I will say it again. Thank you. I love you. What it?
He doesn't love you. He hates you.
Okay. But one of the worst
he only
things,
loves himself.
Oh, God.
Just
hear
ask my audience. Yes,
that
I want to
really
hear it.
No shit.
I'm done.
Self-involved cunt.
I'm just trying to give all the negative feedback to you now on the show so that they will have nothing left to say.
Oh, good. Yeah, we'll spend it all like a spent semen all over the bed that's sticky when you lay in it.
Just like that.
The worst thing that can happen to your arteries, your veins, and your cardiovascular system is inflammation.
Right.
And a lot of things cause it. High fructose corn syrup causes inflammation in every aspect of your cardiovascular system.
But why? Yes. Isn't it just sugar?
No. It's high fructose corn syrup is a modified, chemically modified corn syrup so that it makes it super sweet and they don't have to use a lot of it, but it's a chemically modified
but
product.
It's in so are there like certain see here's the thing like I like to after I go and if I'm hungry and out or after the gym I like to go to the Walgreens and I'll buy some junk food and like the junk food invariably has that as the primary ingredient, so what am I supposed to buy instead?
I'm killing myself
but what else, what should I get instead then?
Well, it depends on, do you like chocolate?
I like chocolate, sure.
Okay, then what you do is you go and you look at a chocolate bar, and you look at the back of it, and if it says sugar, you're fine.
Okay, fine. I can deal with it. So, in other words, read the fucking labels and shut the hell up.
You read the labels and make, because there are products that have sugar. For example, I love ketchup. I love ketchup. Ugh. I'm crazy for ketchup. I'm sorry. Okay, Vera loves ketchup. She's really fucked.
She's
Vera's a ketchup lover.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I like putting ketchup as a condiment, but it would never occur to me to say that I love ketchup. That's just weird.
Well, I love ketchup as a condiment. I don't eat bowls of it.
Okay, you love it. Good.
Yes. Now, Heinz ketchup, which was my favorite.
And was almost the vice president, or almost the, whatever, first lady. Sorry, go ahead.
It would have been funny if your mind worked right.
Mm-hmm.
The first one of the first ingredients, if not the first ingredient in Heinz ketchup, is high fructose corn syrup. So it's everywhere.
In all ketchups?
You have to look at the back. And everything that is mass-produced, if it's sweetened, 90% of the time it's going to be sweetened with high fructose corn syrup because it's cheap. But they don't care that it's killing us. And it is killing us.
Okay.
So right next to the Heinz ketchup is the store brand organic ketchup.
Ah.
So I look at the back, and on the back, the sweetener is sugar. So I get a delicious ketchup. It's organic ketchup. It's only a couple of pennies more.
Mm-hmm.
But
rich baroness from the Hollywood Hills. So what do you know? What's a couple dollars for organic ketchup anyway?
It's a couple of pennies. It isn't a couple of
dollars. Right next to Charo. You're in between Charo and Zaz's house, if they're still alive. I don't even fucking know.
Whatever.
I want to talk to you about this tech support thing because it bothers me. You know, you were talking about how you need help because you couldn't figure out your flash.
Bless your heart, you listened to my show.
I told you I listened to some of them. I just don't listen to all of them.
That's going to be rectified, right?
No, I said it would be, I will take it under advisement.
Okay.
Your comments. That I didn't say that anything would change. I said I would take that under advisement.
All right.
Listen.
Yes.
The thing is, as a former tech support person, I'm speaking from there. I'm speaking as a former tech support person, as somebody who used to be the one on the other end of the phone who you would want to cuss out and kill. Okay.
You don't have an East Indian accent, though.
No, it was before that. But okay. So they used Jews then.
Oh.
So you know how, like, you want to kill us because we're so easily annoyed and so patronizing and mean?
Yes.
Yeah, when you're like, do this, do this. You know why people...
Because we're stupid on the other end.
No,
and we don't
It's not stupid. That has nothing to do with it. It is not stupid. And you're definitely not stupid. It's just that you don't try to solve the problem yourself.
Oh, but I have been.
How?
I have tried.
Tell me what you tried. Because you said on the show, but that wasn't very much.
I've tried looking for patches that perhaps there was something wrong, and I've downloaded a couple of Flash patches. Uninstalled Flash completely and attempted to install it again, and then the website says that section is down for maintenance.
Okay.
So I can't even get the Flash. I've tried. I don't. Because I'm really ignorant when it comes to computers, there's only a limited amount of stuff that I can do.
Okay.
Because I literally don't know what steps to
take.
Those
are all good things. Tell me what you Googled.
Oh, I didn't Google anything.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The first thing, 90% of all computer problems can be solved by Googling a sentence that explains in fair amount of detail what's wrong. Tell me the problem again.
It says, let me just go to YouTube because that's when the thing comes up.
So I assume it hasn't been fixed yet.
No, it has not.
This phone call's going
to... Oh, Christing fuck!
If I fix this, it's going to cost you $50.
I would pay you $50, except now it's working. I didn't do anything.
What a dumb bitch.
I am a dumb bitch, but
something you did worked.
But but I literally tried this 2 minutes before our phone call. Oh, this is fucked.
Well, you see, that's the other part of it, is that some people have bad computer karma. Now, in my many years in the IT business, and as a non-metaphysical person, I have become completely 100% convinced that people do exude a bad computer karma. And if you are somebody who isn't jiving, as the blacks say, or used to say in 1973, with the computer.
Which is a bastardization of the correct word, which is jibing with a B. But go ahead.
Fascinating. But if you're not in the same, you know, if you're not in a positive vibe with the computer, like you smiling at grocers, it's kind of like, think of it as smiling at your computer for doing good service. Seriously. You have to smile at your computer and appreciate it the same way you would appreciate your waiter.
You're fucking telling me an inanimate object.
I am telling you that, absolutely. And it sounds nuts, but it's the truth based on my experience. And I cannot explain it or make that sound anything other than completely psychotic. But in my experience, that's how it works. Get fucked.
Well, the only thing that I can say is maybe my computer is really happy that you're on it right now and it's working.
Well, or something you did fixed it. And maybe
Why didn't you fix it immediately? Maybe you rebooted.
Did you reboot something you did?
I rebooted every time I did something new. Right. I totally rebooted my computer.
I don't know.
I didn't smile at it. I was
yelling
at it.
In any case, okay, let's forget that it's fixed. Explain the problem to me in one sentence.
Okay. It said, when I would click on the video, it would say, I think I wrote it down just a second. You either have JavaScript turned off or an old version of Adobe's Flash Player. Click here to download latest Flash Player. I clicked. I followed all the steps. It said Flash Player successfully downloaded. And then I rebooted.
Hello? Vera? Great. Now she broke her computer. She's so stupid. Hello, Vera. Oh, oops. No, that's my fault. Vera, I'm sorry. Vera?
Yes.
I forgot that's my 45-minute kablooty. I'm like cussing you out.
You fucking whore.
Oh, gosh. Oops.
Oh, why not? Just add it in.
I love cussing people out when it's blatantly my fault.
They're totally innocent.
All right. All let's just say whatever the problem is. All I'm saying is make that into a sentence
and Google it.
And if you can't find it very quickly at that point, then chances are you have a unique problem. Now, with things like this, you have to consider the millions of people that use Flash. Chances are, if this is a problem that's not due to hardware or some failure on your end, then this is a problem that has been had by many, many, many people. If you reasonably, and Google's real smart about, you know, fixing sentences and shit. If you reasonably explain the problem in one sentence, Google it, and don't see any solutions to your problem, then usually you have a problem that's unique to you, which implies hardware generally. But you probably wouldn't have gotten that. You probably would have found tons of people on YouTube chat room, YouTube discussion boards and all this telling you exactly how to fix the problem. Now, it's not a piece of cake after that, because a lot of times there's different ways to solve it and you have to try different things.
But still, I never even thought, I've learned something today, whether you wanted to or not. You've taught me something today that I had truly not thought about. But that's very valuable. Now I know to do that.
Right.
Now, can you answer me? How can I rip audio from DVDs on a PC?
Oh, God. No, but look at it. Google that. That's a perfect example. You just said exactly what you need to Google.
Okay, I'll do that. But I'm not going to do it now because I'm afraid it'll fuck up Skype.
And, to tell you the truth, how would I... I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't even know how I would do it on a Mac. But there is a program called MPEG Stream Clip, which is on both platforms, which is very good. It's sort of like a octopus of different video formats and audio.
I don't even know what an octopus is.
It's a fucking animal.
Oh, I know that.
That does the laundry.
Oh boy!
I wasn't using.
We have a steel trap memory.
Yeah.
MPEG what?
MPEG stream clip. Two words. MPEG space stream clip, and they have it for PC and they have it for Mac, and both versions are similar as I understand it. And it's really it's not an octopus. It's like a Swiss Army knife. That was the word I was looking for. Where it can take a lot of different. It may work. That's all I'm saying. Also, VLC might work, which is another media player.
Somebody told me Audio Hijack Pro, but I think that's just for a Mac.
Well, Audio Hijack Pro is just for Mac, but it's also a bad way to do it, and it's not. That means you basically have to listen to it as it's recording in real time. And these other, what you really want is a way to rip it, and ripping means you're just electronically pulling it out of the CD. Andy would probably know too. And so would, who else? Do you know Kiko from the Visitronics?
He always pokes me. That's the only way I know him, is he pokes me too.
He ain't that special. But he knows. He told me about a program. I think it's called Max, M-A-X, but I don't know if that's Mac or PC or both. In any case, there's whatever. That's too technical.
Well, this is a wonderful teaching experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that your listeners have learned a lot through this.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They probably already knew that, I think, actually.
Most of them do. Yes, Vera is retarded. This is something I will never argue. Where the computer is concerned, I will never argue how retarded I am. So feel free to comment and say Vera is retarded.
I'm going to, I'm looking at my website, and so far nobody has written any nasty comments about you about this show.
Because it hasn't posted yet.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Give them time.
Good point.
Just give them time.
All right. Well, I think that's enough program for today. That's 51 minutes. And unless there's anything else you needed to expand upon, I'm just going to say, let's just do the show next week. I don't want to.
Now you always say that whenever there's a if we ever miss Wednesday, you always say
Wednesday
next week.
I know.
Did you leave me?
Yeah, I'm here. Do you not hear me?
No. You kind of broke up. So what is your response to that? How come you don't want to? Because you don't want to mess up your Thursday. You can be honest with me.
How come I don't want to?
Yeah.
Well, because. I just don't. I'm punishing Wanda for canceling a little last minute.
By not doing it at all this week.
Which she could care less about.
Right. I'm the only one who gives a shit about Eat. This is what's so funny. I am the only one who truly gives a shit about Eat This Hot Show, and I'm the one who gets the most crap from the people who listen to it. Now, how about that for irony?
Well, that might be true. But the thing is, though, is I like doing the show, but I don't know why. I can't explain it. I'm not that self-observant. But I know that, the way I view this show, it's like God willing, it'll be 50 shows in the next show, which is also why I was very disappointed. Because, I've had it in my mind for so long. If we can just get to show number 50, it's been so hard to get this first. So I was, all excited to finally get show 50 and then wanted to cancel. But the thing is, I just have it in my mind. It's Wednesday at 1, and I don't know why, but for some reason, it's like that's the golden time. When Steven Spielberg films in the afternoon, that's the golden time. Yes. Wednesday at 1. And I feel like if we miss it, it just, I don't know. You know what? You're right. We should reschedule. But I don't know. I think
that we should reschedule. I understand completely, my darling. I really do. When I got that email, I was very disappointed. Once again, this is so fucking ironic about this whole thing.
Yeah.
I get shit from you two when I'm on the show. I get shit from everybody who listens to the show on the comments.
Not everybody, just 99.9%.
Right, 99%. Okay. Yeah. Those two things are a big thing, and yet I still get excited about doing it. I still wake up on Wednesday thinking, oh, we're going to do Eat This Hot Show. It's going to be fun.
Well, that's because you're stupid.
Well, that goes without saying.
Uh-huh.
So when you say, you know, let's reschedule next week, I don't want to reschedule next week. I want to do number 50, Eat This Hot Show this week. And frankly, I don't know why Miss Under the Weather is going to feel less under the weather tomorrow. But she better get her ass out of the weather and behind a microphone.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
Let me look in my fucking calendar. But it's such fucking beautiful weather. It's like, that's part of it too. It's such beautiful weather. And I planned my day to be fucked. You know what I mean?
Well, change it.
My panties? Okay, if we can do it tomorrow morning, it's fine. Tomorrow morning is fine.
What time?
But not afternoon. 10.
Tomorrow, well, 10 your time is 8 my time.
Okay, 11. Is that too early?
That's 9 my time.
Yeah. Is that too early?
No, I can do it that. I can do it at 9 o'clock my time tomorrow. I will commit to that.
Okay.
Now we have to get the third.
I'm still recording the show, by the way.
I know. That's why I've been very well behaved. I haven't said anything behind the scenes.
Can you imagine the way we talk about her behind the scenes? If this is how we talk about her in public, my God. Because I was so excited. Like I was going to make I was going to suggest the whole topic be Wanda's bizarre Twitter pics. Okay, so I'll just say, Wanda, I'm sending an email to Bodhi. Wanda, how about tomorrow, Thursday, at 11? Did we say 11? Yeah, 11 a.m.
Which is 9 a.m. my time.
CST. Okay. Now, if this email is not responded to, I'm going to assume that it's not going to happen. Is that reasonable?
I think so. I think it's reasonable.
Okay. All right. What I didn't say in the email is that Vera already said it's okay, but I can always email her back when she does. Under the weather, my ass. Under some fucking dick. Please. Under the weather.
My guess is she just didn't want to go into the office today, was all. So
yeah, I can relate to that totally. It's just like, give me more than 4 minutes' notice. I can totally understand having, you don't need an excuse to reschedule or to not want to do the show, I don't think. I mean, it's not like it's a paid endeavor, but Jesus Christ, give people more than 4 fucking minutes. That's all.
I'm with you there. That was
my telling you instead of her.
I know. But she'll hear it because she listens to your show.
She does not. Are you kidding?
I know.
That's hilarious. She only listens when Cheryl tells her to.
Uh-huh.
All right. I gotta go.
All right. Well,
thank you for being on my show. I appreciate it. And get fucked.
Hey, my darling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And let's play my little song again, because I only have a song to play, and... oh, God. Whatever.
I want a golden goose! Gooses! Geeses! I want my geese to lay gold eggs for Easter.
It will, sweetheart.
At least 100 a day.
Anything you say.
And by the way...
What?
I want a feast.
You ate before you came to the factory.
I want a bean feast.
Oh, one of those.
Cream buns and donuts and fruitcake with no nuts. So good you could go nuts.
You're gonna have all those things when you get home.
No, now! I want a ball! I want a party! Pink macaroons and a million balloons and performing baboons and give it to me! Now! I want the world! I want the whole world! I want to lock it all up in my pocket! It's my bar of chocolate! Give it to me now! I want today! I want tomorrow! I want to wear 'em like braids in my hair, and I don't want to share 'em. I want a party with roomfuls of laughter, 10,000 tons of ice cream, And if I don't get the things I am after, I'm going to scream. I want the works. I want the whole works. Presents and prizes and sweets and surprises of all shapes and sizes. And now, don't care how, I want it now. Don't care how, I want it now.
Dull bread, 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 d